Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. As many of you know, we have exciting things happening on the podcast platform. Instead of listening to me 4 days a week, I am decentralizing the platform. And I'm excited. My whole goal with the podcast is how do we help raise the overall knowledge, expertise, and pass that along. It's why I started the YouTube channel many, many years ago. But here are the changes. I will continue to talk about service management topics on Mondays. On Tuesdays, we have the distinct pleasure of having David Cannon, who's now with PeopleCert, sharing his knowledge. David is awesome, as many of you know. On Wednesdays, it's an honor to have Kenneth Gonzalez. You may know him as Ken Gon. He spent many years as a service management ITSM analyst, industry analyst with Gartner, is now working for a different company in the tool space. But Ken has a wealth of knowledge, and so I'm excited to hear what he has to say. On Thursdays, I will discuss something in the asset management world, and on Fridays, we will continue to have Luigi Ferri sharing his expertise. I welcome those of you who say, hey, I kind of want to be involved. Please contact me. We can talk about how to incorporate your thoughts. I want to help be a rising tide in this industry. How do we elevate people? How do we help people along? So my service management topic today, I want to talk about improvement. Whether it's continual improvement, whether it's improvement in or some other way that we repackage that, maybe in the ITIL 4 world, iterate with feedback, that's improvement. The word improvement is all over ITIL 4. And I want to give credit to Jordan Mossing, who brought up this topic on LinkedIn a week or so ago, and it really struck me. Jordan asks, should we have dedicated continual or continuous improvement teams, or should we have, you know, should we have dedicated improvement teams, or should we have improvement incorporated in all the teams? That's a great question, isn't it? And from my experience, I know this is not sexy, it's not a popular answer, but I don't think it really matters as long as two things. It doesn't matter if you have a dedicated team or you incorporate it in every team if you don't have leadership support. Also, it won't matter unless you have a culture that embraces improvement. In one of my previous corporate roles, one of my teams was a dedicated improvement team. But it was difficult, I must tell you, because neither my boss nor my peers really cared about improving. So yes, it was great to say, oh, there's an improvement team. We have it dedicated. It's over there doing its thing. But as you can imagine, doing its thing doesn't really add value. Because the improvement team organizes the improvements. They help showcase. They help measure the improvements. They're not doing the work of the improvements. The improvement team's not finding ways to do change management, change enablement better. but they're trying to facilitate that. They're not doing incident better, but they're trying to facilitate that. And so my guidance today is that it's okay to have a dedicated team. It's okay to have a decentralized improvement team. But you need leadership support at the top saying improvement is important. And you need to build this culture of improvement where it's valued, where we say, you know, I want to be better as a person, as an organization. I want to be better tomorrow than I am today. How can I do that? And that's the only way we do it. So this is Jeffrey Tiefer Tiller. Thank you for being a part of what we do. 2024 is an exciting time for me. You can tell I'm jazzed about it. And I ask that you support David and Ken and Luigi and help me as we try to build this platform out to be a global place where people come get knowledge, come share ideas. That's my goal. I hope you have an awesome rest of your Monday. Welcome to the new year. Bye.